Africa. Welcome to Daybreak Africa. From the Voice of America, I'm James Barty in Washington. Today is Tuesday, March 26th, and here are some of the stories we are covering. Senegal celebrates as opposition candidate Bassirou Diomaye Faye wins Sunday's presidential election.
Everywhere in the country, the young people went out. We have the president that we want. The way I describe it, it's like the new liberation in the country.
Civil society groups in South Sudan do not believe that the country will hold presidential election this year. Two political parties endorse Rwandan President Kagame. A look at the importance of developing new cures for tuberculosis to drastically reduce treatment time.
The priorities right now are to develop treatments that are very efficient and that can shorten treatment, so accelerate the cure of the patient.
And Somalia's largest telecommunications company rolls out the latest high-speed internet. Despite security and political challenges, those stories and more are coming up on Daybreak Africa. An analyst says results from Sunday's Senegal elections and last year's elections in Liberia have rekindled hope in democracy in these countries and hopefully the whole of West Africa. Opposition candidate Bassirou Diomaye Faye defeated ruling coalition candidate Amadou Ba, who graciously conceded defeat. President-elect Faye and opposition leader Ousmane Sonko were both released from jail a week before Sunday's vote. Senegalese political analyst Ibrahima Khan tells me that after the election results were announced, Monday felt like a second Independence Day with Senegalese celebrating late into the night.
The celebration started even before the incumbent conceded defeat. People went out on the street in all the cities in Senegal, everywhere in the country. The young people went out celebrating. We have a new president. We have the president that we want. The way I describe it, it's like a new liberation in the country. It's like the country getting new independence. You know, a kind of regeneration for the entire youth because they believe that now their problem will be sorted out. You know, and I think those kind of celebration, those kind of statements made on the street put some pressure on the new president. Because he has to deliver. He has to show that he's different from the previous elite in the country who didn't care about the situation of the poor people. He has to try to find solutions to some of the very important economic, social, educational problems that the country is facing. I think the youth, by going out, was just telling him, you are the new one. We voted for you. We elected you. And you need to deliver.
What did the ruling party candidate say in his concession speech? I mean, what did he say to the new president?
Well, he said he had the figures. All the figures are showing that Diomaye Faye won the election, but now he concedes defeat. He congratulates the new president and he wishes him, you know, success. He knows that the task is not very easy, but he hopes that he will do everything to meet the will of the people and also to deliver on a number of things. I think it was really a statement by a state person to another new state person showing that there is continuity in the functioning of the state and that our democratic system is alive because this is the third time that we are really changing president through election. And I think that's a very good sign for the Senegalese democratic system.
Especially this coming on the heel of Liberia, George Weah graciously accepting his defeat in the election. And also, maybe this can bring some relief to West Africa after all these many coups.
Yes, but it's good that you mentioned Liberia. I think there is a lot of similarities between the Senegalese election and the Liberian election. You know, in Liberia, 95% of the voters voted for two people, George Weah and then the current president. In Senegal, it's almost the same. 90% of the voters voted for two people. So it tells you about the fact that this is a vote of protest. We don't want the old system. We want a new system. and we want to show the new system that it's over. I think that similarities is really good, and it really show the way for other countries. You know, Guinea will be in election very soon. Mali is going probably for election. And I think this will really give the tone to the way that the youth should behave, to the way that the population must use the ballot to show what type of society that they want. Because these coups were always about malgovernance, but at the same time, this coup never offered the possibility for the population to really express themselves in the way that Liberian and Senegalese have done this year. For me, it's a really strong message to the youth, to our population, that there are still hope if we hold on our democratic system. They have a lot of imperfection, but we can use the lack of imperfection to really make sure that we elect the people that we want, and we tell them that you told us that you can change the situation, here it is the power. But if you don't perform, in 5 years we will come back and we will deal with you. And I think that's how our democratic system should slowly continue. I hope also that institutions like ECOWAS, leaders like Tinubu, will take this opportunity also to try to adapt our community legislation to this kind of expression of the will of the people.
Ibrahim Akin, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure speaking with you all the time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. The pleasure is also for us, because you also help us to talk to our population.
Ibrahim Akin is a Senegalese political analyst. He was speaking with us from the capital, Dakar. Nigeria's Defense Chief General Chris Musa said on Monday that the military was being fed bad intelligence by informants, hampering the fight against armed kidnapping gangs who continue to abduct students and residents in the north of the country. The military announced on Sunday that it had rescued 137 students abducted by gunmen earlier this month in northwestern Kaduna State. The school children arrived back home on Monday. According to Reuters, Musa said that the military was too stretched and often relied on informants to pursue the armed gangs, known locally as bandits, often with little success. Musa said there had been no confrontation with gunmen during the rescue of the students, but he would not say how they were free or if any of the gunmen were taken into custody. Civil society groups in South Sudan are calling on the country's revitalized transitional government of national unity to address outstanding issues and restore public confidence in the transitional process. Among the topics identified at a meeting last week were security, constitution making, and elections. Gordino Ochama Ojok is the chairperson of the South Sudan Civil Society Forum. He told me that South Sudan is not ready to hold an inclusive, free, fair, credible, and peaceful election next December.
Our decision is that the South Sudanese people need elections to happen. And if election is to happen, it has to be an election that is credible, free, and fair. That is what we are saying. Right now, those main steps in order to allow it to be free and fair are not seen. We have not witnessed any steps towards that. And that's why we have made it clear in the press statement that we need a process that is inclusive and should be free and fair.
I think one of the issues that you think can make the election free, fair, and credible is the issue of security arrangement. Tell us what your concerns about security.
Our concern is very clear. A country that is going towards election should have one security, a unified security force. Right now, we don't have unified security forces, and that's why we are putting it very clear that as we go for elections, the security forces have to be unified. They should have one central command, be it the police, the army, or all sections of the security for South Sudan, not for individuals or militias. That is what we are saying, and we are saying it should be one properly trained, and they should be there after the task of ensuring that people conduct elections in a peaceful manner, whereby people don't fear anything at all.
The current transitional government. Does he agree with your position? Because a few weeks ago, President Salva Kiir seemed to be suggesting that come what may, the election will take place this year.
Well, that is the position of President Salva. But we are telling President Salva and the rest of the team that we need an election where there is civic space for all people to engage so that people make informed choices, not just a situation where people don't know what sort of elections are they going to be engaged in and who are the people whom they are actually supposed to elect.
Now, all these issues you are raising were there years ago, and the international community has been telling the South Sudan government to put this requirement in place for elections to take place. So some people are saying this is all an excuse not to have the election.
We too, in the South Sudan Civil Society Forum, are also saying the same. If you read our resolutions, they are very clearly also directing the same issues to the leadership or to the parties, to the agreement, that you are not serious with the conduct of elections. Why not put the prerequisites for the conduct of elections in place? For instance, the National Election Commission has been reconstituted, yet not a single coin has been released to them. No budget has been passed for them to start the process of putting the election management body in place. And we are saying, no, time is not there. These things need to be done so that this body starts work. We also in the civil society are saying the environment is not that conducive for everybody to participate right now. Political parties are not free to sell their own manifestos. Civic and voter education has not taken any step. Yes, we have the law, and we are supposed to be engaged with our people. People should know exactly what sort of elections are they going to get into. Because you cannot say you want elections when you don't provide also the environment for free and fair elections to take place. That's our position.
Godino Ochama Ojoke is the chairperson of the South Sudan Civil Society Forum. He was speaking with us from the South Sudan capital, Juba. And that's it for this abbreviated edition of Daybreak Africa. This Tuesday, March 26th edition of Daybreak Africa. We thank you for spending your morning with us. For more African news and features, visit our website at voaafrica.com. Connect with us on all social media platforms. We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We are also on YouTube, where you can watch our TV shows, Africa 54, Straight Talk Africa, and Red Carpet. On behalf of the Daybreak Africa team, I am James Butte in Washington, wishing that you will have an amazing Tuesday.
Around the clock, the Voice of America keeps you in touch with the latest news.
Tune in at the top of every hour, every day of the week.
For the 5-minute VOA newscast.
We bring you reports from our correspondents and interviews with newsmakers from around the globe.
Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the world.
VOA, your trusted source for news.